Hello, this is Jay Flannelly, the Beav for Beav's World, powered by MDM Fuel by Pete Sauce. Today, Michigan Baseball Review. Another tough weekend against Indiana. Competitive in all three games. Two of them got away late. Other one, we hit some late home runs. But you guys know me. And I famously work for a guy who believes if he was the captain of the Titanic, it wouldn't have sunk. But based on my past history with this coach and this program and these kids, I have a lot of faith in them, and I believe we're going to step up. I'm going to win some more games here coming up and trend up well going into the Big Ten tournament. Got some real challenges. Maryland and Rutgers are probably the two best teams in our league. Schedule-wise, record-wise, that's what it says. It doesn't mean we can't whip their ass. We've already beaten them once. One of these teams wants Maryland. We beat them. Joey V came in his first game, hit a big home run. But what I saw in the midweek games was more important. Tuesday, we were kind of lifeless. Oh, we got to come out here and play Xavier. And they beat us pretty bad. We didn't play well. Energy level was bad. Guys feeling bad about their games. Maybe they broke up with their girlfriend. Maybe they had a bad test in school. Something's going on at home. Maybe they were Toronto Maple Leafs fans. I don't know. But what I saw Wednesday was a whole new energy level. And a lot of it was because Coach Backich, Coach Inge, and Coach Merriman made it like bench day for a lot of different guys played. Casey Buckley had a big home run. Brandon Lawrence pitched and hit and played the field. Jordan Rogers played. Tito went back to the outfield. Played about 10 different guys all over the place. The only guys who were consistent, everyday players who played were Clark. He DH'd the beginning of the game. Maddie's playing third. Joe played center. Riley had a big home run. He played. But saw a lot of different guys in and out playing. Got Jimmy some rest. Catching is very hard, so it's good to get him off his feet. But the pitchers. You had two guys coming off major injuries in Jack White and Keaton Carrente, who have been with me a long time, particularly Keaton. Both pitched well. I know Jack gave up some runs, but he's coming back. He's a good pitcher. He's going to be a big part of what we do. Walker Cleveland came in. Jack Keiser came in. He's going to be really good. Ryan Zimmerman at the end came in. But Ahmad, my main man, throwing 98-99. Elite level stuff. Jalen Jones had a little bit of a rough outing, but listen, you come here to the University of Michigan, we're all going to get our ass kicked. If you don't believe that, go look up Tom Brady's first college pass. I've seen a lot of guys have rough outings. He'll be fine. But we saw a lot of good things, a lot of guys trending up. And I have a good feeling about this group of kids and this team. And we'll just see where it happens. Three this weekend at Maryland. 6:30 today, Friday. 2 o'clock Saturday. And then I believe 1 on Sunday. They're on the Big Ten Plus because of softball and other tournaments going on. But weather issues, the team was tweeting about this. So I don't know what's going to happen for tonight. But I like this group. I like what I'm seeing from the young arms. And because Cam, Jacob, Connor, they need a little help, and Chase, obviously. But they need a lot of help up there, and Renard, we'll get going. But that's what's going to more sink and swim with these young guys and this energy level with, like, a Joey V coming in, and Jake Marty, and Minivan, and Dylan Stanton. Because Maddie, Joe, Clark, Jimmy, Riley, Ted, they can only do so much. We need some help and you know, bringing in energy guys. It happened in 19 with a guy like Christian Bullock coming in late, Riley DHing in the elimination game. So we need these guys to come in and pick us up. One play here and there is the difference between winning and losing. Look at how many of these games we've lost late. One pitch, one walk, one play here and there. The Ohio State game where the kid caught the ball in the ninth inning. It could have been the winning run by Matt Frye. But we'll see. We're ready to rock, I believe, in this group. It's Jay Flannery, the B, for Bees World Power Band, then filled by Pizza House. LFG, baby!